أبو صالح أبو صالح أبو صالح أبو صالح، الأجل الأجل أجل إلهي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المنتجبين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
سيما بقية الله الأعظم حجة ابن الحسن، أرواحنا وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفدا. For the appearance of Imam Zaman and the Salawat.
اللهم صل على محمد.
ولعنة الله على أعدائهم وظالميهم وغاصبي حقوقهم، لعنة الدائمة من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقال الله الحكيم في كتابه المبين وهو أصدق القائلين وقوله الحق. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون. صلوات على محمد وآل محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
Congratulations to all mu'mineen and mu'minat, and especially to the leader of the Muslim Ummah. Congratulations to all the maraji and our dear brothers and sisters present over here for the night that is Nima Sha'ban, night for the mid of Sha'ban. Before I speak about the present Imam, I would like to speak a little about the night that we are in today. In Ahadith, there are many importance of this night are being mentioned, and a couple of them that are being narrated by Imam alayhi salam, our fifth Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salatu was salam. Has said, فَإِنَّهَا لَيْلَةٌ آلَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِهِ أَلَّا يَرُدَّ سَائِلًا لَهُ فِيهَا مَا لَمْ يَسْأَلْ مَعَسِيَةً. This is a night when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken oath of himself that if anybody asks anything during this night, his request will not be rejected, his dua will not be rejected, unless if he or she asks for something that is ma'asiyah, that is disobedience. So that is how this night is special night within whole year, that this night is for the acceptance of our du'as. If anybody has any application, any requests, any du'as and hajat, this is the night to put forward your hajat during this night. And of course we all have hajat, and our hajat can be different, but this night Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts our hajat. Our sixth Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wa salam has said about this night, إِنَّهَا أَلَّيْلَةُ الَّتِي جَعَلَهَا اللَّهُ لَنَا أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ مَا جَعَلَ لَيْلَةَ الْقَدْرِ لِنَبِيِّنَا صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has appointed this night for us as Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, as a night has been designated with the name of Laylatul Qadr in the month of Ramadan. We Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam have been gifted another night, and that is also equal to Laylatul Qadr, and that is night of Nima Sha'ban. So that means, brothers and sisters, this night is specially for Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. This night is a gift for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. As the month was month of Prophet, peace be upon him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gifted to the Prophet a night that is special night, that the people all over the world, they can ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whatever they like, and the doors of the mercy and the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are going to be open during this night. This is the second hadith from sixth Imam. And Prophet, peace be upon him, has said about this night, هي أفضل ليلة بعد ليلة القدر. This is the most important night after Laylatul Qadr. So that is how this night, it becomes in the second stage after night of the Qadr, according to the Prophet, peace be upon him. يَمْنَحُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى الْعِبَادَ فَضْلَهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is opening the door of His fadl and grace during this night. وَيَغْفِرُ لَهُمْ بِمَنِّهِ. During this night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives the people with His special mercy and ihsan and kindness. That would be the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that with His grace, He will forgive the mu'mineen. So the night is night of forgiveness. Night is night that is considered as minna for mu'mineen. And Prophet advised mu'mineen by this. فَاجْتَهِدُوا فِي الْقُرْبَةِ إِلَى اللَّهِ فِيهَا. You should try to reach to the closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obtain qurbat during this night. So the night is to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَاجْتَهِدُوا فِيهَا الدُّعَى وَالتَّنَاءَ عَلَى اللَّهِ. You should strive during this night for du'as. So the night is night of du'a. And night is night of praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ هَذِهِ اللَّيْلَةُ لَيْلَةُ النِّصْفُ مِنْ شَعْبَانِ. This is the night which is Nima Sha'ban. يُكْتَبُ فِيهَا آجَالٌ. This is the night when the limits and ajal and the times for the mu'mineen are going to be written down. وَفِيهَا تُقْسَمُ أَرْزَاقٌ. This night Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to distribute the provision for mu'mineen. For this special night, please recite another salawat. Ya Ali. And as this night is a special night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gifted best of the gifts, Khatamul Awsiya, son of the Prophet, son of Zahra, in the house of Hazrat Narjis and Imam Askari, the one who is called Warith Anbiya and Warith Awsiya, Imam Zaman Ajjalallahu Farajahu Sharif. Imam that is Imam of our age, today living Imam. Imam that has responsibility regarding us today. Brothers and sisters, we are blessed by having an Imam who is Khatamul Awsiya, who has qualities of all the previous prophets, and who has the qualities of all Aimma alayhim salam. He is final, infallible. If we are the final Ummah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided us a final guide, final Imam, an infallible personality living within us, living in occultation. Allah sent down this personality at the end of this night, as night was ending and the Fajr was rising. Another Fajr was also rising in the form of son of Zahra, Imam Zaman, Ajjalallahu Farajahu Sharif. And the true Fajr is Fajr of Imam Zaman. True dawn is dawn of the personality who is going to fill this world with the justice. Brothers and sisters, if we just think that how greater gift Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided us during this night, as in narration it is said that at the time of the birth, the very first verse that our Imam of the age had recited, that is the verse it says that we are going to send down Imam of the age, the verse that gives the promise for the reappearance of Imam Zaman, and the verse that was written down on the right hand of Imam of the age, that was جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلِ إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا. That means surely truth has been revealed and batil has been vanished, and that is quality of the batil, that is, it is going to be vanished. This is the verse that was written down, and it is narrated by Hakima that the first action that Imam of the age has done when he came into this world, he placed a sajda before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That means his life started with the worship before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For the love of Imam Zaman, please recite salawat. So tonight Allah gifted us Babullah alladhi minhu yu'ta, a gate towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wajhullah alladhi ilayhi yatawajjahul awliya. The quality that we read in Dua Nudba, the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through that we can recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wajhullah alladhi ilayhi yatawajjahul awliya. That if awliya like to get connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Imam of the age is a connection between awliya and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tonight I would like to speak about philosophy of the ghaibat. As we all know that Imam of the age, from very beginning, the time, the date that has been said in quiz, probably you have read that it was 255 Hijri when our Imam was born in the house of our 11th Imam with a miraculous birth. It was miraculous birth because it is said that there were no signs when Hakima was called by Imam Askari asking, "Oh auntie, can you be with my wife tonight? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will gift us a son that is going to be Khatam al-Awsiya." And she asked from Imam Askari, "I don't see any signs of pregnancy in a Narjis Khatun." And she was answered that if Allah wants to gift a son without any signs, that is power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is ability of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he can gift in a miracle. So that is how the birth of Imam was a miraculous birth. And it was at the end of this night. But it is said that after the birth, either from beginning of the birth or after 5 years, there are various narrations that Imam alayhi salatu wasalam's occultation started. So Imam lived in occultation. So today, if as we are in this majlis, our Imam is almost 1150 years old. His personality, who has that age, living from that time until now, living within us. But we do not have that ability that we can see Imam of the age, although he has that ability that he can travel anywhere in this world. He is living as normal people. But when he is living in occultation, then a question can be risen. Why that occultation? Why that ghaibat? Why that long period of the time that Imam of the age has to be in a form that nobody has reached to Imam? This question, it rises in the minds when they see the difficulties, and every day when they see all these brutalities and injustice, then this question arises in the minds of youth. They can ask, we can see every day killing of hundreds of people, sometimes in Iraq, sometimes in Syria, sometimes in Egypt, sometimes in Pakistan. We can see the people, those who are creating many atrocities. And if Imam of the Age is there, why he should not appear and come back and take the lead? As we look at the quality of Imam, it is said that the whole world is in the command of Imam. Everything that we have, whatever we receive, all the provision that are being provided to the mankind, that is being provided by son of Zahra, Imam Zaman, Ajallahu Farajahu Sharif. So if there is a light in the stars, that is because of Imam of the Age. If there is a light in the moon and sun, that is because of Imam of the Age. If there is such a personality, why he has to be in occultation? What is the reason? So we recited one of the verses from Surah Tawbah, and also this verse is being mentioned in Surah As-Saff as well, in both surahs, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, هُوَ الَّذِي أَرْسَلَ رَسُولَهُ بِالْهُدَىٰ. He is the one who has sent down his messenger with the guidance. وَدِينِ الْحَقِّ, and religion of truth. لَيُظْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّهِ, so he can prevail over his religion up to all the religion of the world. وَلَوْ كَارِهَ الْمُشْرِكُونَ, even if the polytheists, they dislike that. Kariha, that means dislikeness of something. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said about messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and mission of prophetic mission. That messengers are being sent down with the guidance, and the final messenger and his most important quality, that he's being sent down with the guidance. وَالدِّينِ الْحَقِّ, and also the religion that is دِينُ الْحَقِّ, and the quality of today's religion, the religion of Prophet, that is دِينُ الْحَقِّ. Why this دِينُ الْحَقِّ is being sent down? لِيُظْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّهِ, so this religion can take over all other religions. When we look at this part of the verse, we have one of the answers. Answer for our question, what is the reason of the ghaibat? Answer is that the final message that is being sent down, and religion of Islam is being sent down to prevail over all the religions of the world. That it can take over whole world, and whole world has to be filled with the religion of Islam. That means there is no mushrik remaining in this world. There is no kafir remaining in this world. And all over the world, there are people, those who believe in La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. So if this is a global religion, in order to have a global religion, it is important that we have to take time, that global religion can be global, and people of all over the world, they can believe in the same religion, they can understand the same religion. If we look in the logic of this religion, if we think about the nature of the religion, it is Deenul Haq. If that is Deenul Haq, it is easy to accept, it is close to the nature. It's completely logical religion. But when it has been said, Deenul Haq liyudhirahu ala ad-din kulli, the reason for the ghaibat, that it has to overcome on all the religions. So it's not logically overcoming the religions. It is with the power. It's with stability. It's with the system. It's with imamat and leadership. So that means if this religion is going to be prevailed all over the religion, then this religion is not going to be overcoming on the religions only with the logic, but it is going to have establishment. And that establishment requires the time. So one of the reasons that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is providing the time, that people, they can reach up to the level of understanding that there is going to be one global religion. You know, today they call one of the terms, they say world order. World order. It's a wrong term used by the wrong people. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also speaks about world order. And that world order cannot be by the people, those who are wrongdoers. But that world order is going to come by the personality who is accepted by the world, who is accepted by the Prophet, chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Imam Zaman, ajalallahu farajahu sharif. But that is not salawat for tonight.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
So the very first reason that religion has to be a religion that is worldwide and global religion. In order to have a global religion, we need to have a global leadership. And people also be ready to accept the leadership, follow the leadership. Brothers and sisters, we had leadership of Amirul Mu'mineen. But you can see in only 5 years the time when our Imam was as the leader and ruler of the government, there were five major wars have taken place. He was the one in his time, there were larger disputes within the Muslim Ummah. He remained alone. There was nobody with him. And days come when he starts praying before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He asks, O Allah, give me a better nation and give them a worst leader. Because he was best of the leaders. He was Amirul Mu'mineen, Imamul Muttaqeen. With all these qualities, people, they did not believe him. They said Ali made wrong decisions. They advised him many things. They asked him, you have to work with diplomacy. But Ali was saying, I would like to follow the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am the one who is leader of the truth. I am leader of the haqq. I'm not going to work with the diplomacy, but I will work with the truth and honesty, because I am the one about me. Prophet has said, Aliyun ma'al haqq wal haqq ma'ali. Truth is with Ali and Ali is with the truth, and they cannot be separated from one another. In today's world, brothers and sisters, we can see that although leadership is there, with the qualities that are being in imams, with the qualities that are being with infallible Aimmah, we can see a pious leadership. We can see a leadership that is from the descendants of the Prophet, peace be upon him. That is from the children of the Prophet and Aimmah. But at the same time, you can see that how larger dispute is still there. That makes us understand that people are not ready to accept one leadership. They still have to be trained that they can follow the leadership. Second thing, that if somebody objects that of course this leader is not infallible leader, he is just a pious leader. We are waiting for an infallible leader. We are waiting for a leader who is perfect leader. And Allah put that leader in occultation. Brothers and sisters, let us think that how much willingness that we have about the leader that is infallible leader. How much efforts that we place in order that our final leader can take place. How much people, they are really willing to follow the path of the leader that is Imam. If you just think about the world today where we are living, on the other hand, those who are followers of Muawiyah, followers of Yazid, they are sacrificing today. They are ready to sacrifice. One of the facts that you need to accept today, that their youth are being completely brainwashed. They are such brainwashed that they can kill themselves. They are saying we are doing jihad. And it's not today. That was in the previous time as well. Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu was salam. Used to say about his followers and followers of Muawiyah that I'm ready to give 10 from my side and take from the other one from the other side. What does it mean? Why Amir al-Mu'mineen has to ask if I can give 10 and take one? About Mu'mineen, Quran says, in kuntum ishroon, if you are only 20, then you can overcome on hundreds of the people. So that means we should be, 20 people should be equal to the 100. But Amir al-Mu'mineen say, I can give 10 and take one. So that means from our side, just 10 people can be equal to the one. This was in the past and it is today. You can see somebody in interview says, I am ready to sacrifice. Even if you put me in jail, I will still sacrifice. Even if you kill my children, my family, I will sacrifice. Let me ask, how many people we have that they can say we are ready for Imam Zaman? If he comes today, we will be standing with Imam of the Age and we will sacrifice our life. That is the reason that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has still placed Imam of the Age in occultation, that we can be prepared. We should not be compensated 10 to 1. But we have to come to the other side, that our one can be counted to their 20. And our 20 can be counted their 100. And our 100 can be counted their thousands. And wherever the people, those who have followed the measures of Quran, you have seen, brothers and sisters, their 20s have become equal to the hundreds. And they have changed the scenario. And whole world amazed by their practice. We are waiting for a time. So there are two sides that is wait. One side, wait is waiting of Imam of the Age. One side, we are waiting. Let us see who is really waiting. Brothers and sisters, if we think, then Imam of the Age is waiting for us. For the love of Imam Zaman, please say salawat. Although time is already running, but another reason for occultation, that when we look at Imam of the Age and the leader, yes, we need global leader, And at the same time, we need a leader that is sinless leader, that does not commit any sin in his life. So making him an occultation, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants the people, they can be ready to accept somebody who is completely sinless. What it means that sinless? It means that if he is going to see any sin, he's going to fight with that. If he sees any wrong within myself, he is the person who's going to take the charge of that. When he becomes in charge of the whole world, at that time, the people, those who are wrongdoers, they have to go through the court of Imam Zaman. And if we are ready to accept the justice of Imam, justice of infallible personality, that is the time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to send down Imam of the age. So there are certain reasons that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed Imam of the age in the ghaibat. And because this earth requires Imam in all the ages, and the past people of the world, they made wrong with Imam alayhi salam. One of the Imam came and he was martyred. Second Imam was martyred. Third Imam was martyred. Until 11th Imam. And because earth, about this earth, it has been said the reason for remaining of this earth is Baqiyatullah. لَوْلَا الْحُجَّةُ لَصَاخَّتِ الْأَرْضُ بِأَهْلِهَا. If on this earth there is no evidence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this earth is going to be destroyed. So the reason that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is keeping this world and universe, there is the perfect personality of Imam Zaman. Please say salawat. That is the reason that Allah has to protect this personality. Protection of Imam is not protection of a personality. Protection of Imam, that means protection of earth. Protection of Imam, that means protection of skies. Protection of Imam, that means protection of whole universe. Because if he is being taken out, if Imam is got martyred, that means this world cannot remain without the Hujjah. لَوْلَا الْحُجَّةُ لَسَاخَتِ الْأَرْضُ بِأَهْلِهَا. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending the blessing and mercy. By keeping Imam in the ghibat, he is giving us this blessing. So Imam becomes like sun under the clouds, that his blessings are reaching to the mu'mineen through the clouds. So if today hearts are enlightened, that is because of Imam of the age. If today you woke up and came to the masajid, if you have love of Imam of the age, that is because of this Imam. If we have Iman and faith, that is because of this Imam. Recitation of Quran, that is because of Imam. If Salat is qaim today, that is because of this Imam. If fasting is there, it's because of him. So brothers and sisters, as tonight we are gathered in this majlis, in this congregation, one of the most important practices, it has to be to prepare ourselves, to think about ourselves, how much far we are from Imam of the age. If these are the missions, if these are the reason for occultation, am I ready for that global and universal government? What is my role in that government? What type of role I would like to take in this global government? I pray may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provide us best of the opportunities during this night. Tonight it is highly recommended to recite Dua-i Faraj. So as we begin with Dua-i Faraj, let us recite Dua-i Faraj all together at the end as well. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. اللهم قل لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. And all together, لبيك يا مهدي, لبيك يا مهدي, لبيك يا مهدي.